Richland Center.
Today's News at Noon is sponsored by Williams Chiropractic, your partner in good health, and by Greeley Signs and Graphics. Whether you're just starting a business or wanting to replace and improve your existing signage, Greeley Signs and Graphics is ready to help. It's 68 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News. I'm Dave Packer. Former President Trump found a contempt again in his criminal hush money trial. Before he learned of his 10th $1,000 fine, Trump outside the courtroom this morning.
The judge has gagged me, and I'm not allowed to talk about, I guess, his total conflict.
The judge telling Trump that future violations of the gag order will be punishable by jail time. Russia today threatened to strike British military facilities and said it would hold drills simulating the use of battlefield nuclear weapons. This amid sharply rising tensions over comments by senior Western officials of a possibly deeper involvement in the war in Ukraine. Gaza ceasefire talks stalling over the weekend, Israel indicating it wants to finish off Hamas in Rafah. In a phone call today, President Biden urging Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu restraint. Another round of severe weather is in the forecast from South Dakota to Texas, Oklahoma, and the crosshairs again today with an elevated risk of tornadoes and damaging hail. This is ABC News. NASA will attempt to launch Boeing's Starliner this evening. Boeing spacecraft is set to launch with humans on board and dock at the International Space Station for the first time.
The two astronauts who will be on board are test pilots. Never before has Boeing's Starliner carried humans to space. It's had missteps getting to this point. While SpaceX has sent its Dragon capsule to space with humans a dozen times, now humans will be on board Boeing's design. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson, who went to space himself on the shuttle in 1986, tells me he'll be white-knuckling it tonight.
Remember, this is a test. This is not your normal Dragon launch.
Alex Stone, ABC News.
An Indiana woman defended her title at the Indianapolis Half Marathon, but this time she's 6 months pregnant. Anna Rohrer beat 7,900 other women for the first place finish with a time of 1 hour, 15 minutes, 18 seconds. She says this proves women have superpowers. I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
Would you like 50 years of experience behind your next sign? If that's the case, you need to call Greeley Signs and Graphics right here in Richland Center, the easy-to-find and easy-to-get sign trophy and awards company. They also supply and install vinyl lettering and graphics along with sandblasted and custom-routed signs. Full-colored electronic message centers are their specialty. Give them a call at 647-2628 or visit 1209 U.S. Highway 14 East across from Allen Bradley in the former Philback building. Also look them up on the web at signface.com.
Springtime is here, and maybe you're hurting after a long winter season. Does your back ache just looking at a lawn rake or hoe? Did you slip and fall during the winter? It's time to see Williams Chiropractic in downtown Bosque Belt and be ready for warm weather and a great summer. Most insurance is accepted. Call 608-375-5100 for Williams Chiropractic in Bosque Belt, your partner in helping you get the most out of spring and summer.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by WCCU Credit Union, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Gokenauer Insurance, PMI Windows, Simpson's Tractor, TC Autoworks, Stafford Funeral Home, Center Pharmacy, Allied Ready Mix, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Advanced Contracting Solutions, The People's Community Bank, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, and Southwest Tech.
Good afternoon. Going to see partly cloudy skies stick around in our forecast with highs in the mid-70s, southeast winds 8 to 15. Tonight, lows down to 53, skies becoming cloudy, rain likely well after midnight, even possibly a thunderstorm. And Tuesday, rain and thunderstorms early, but then partly cloudy, highs in the mid-70s. With light northerly winds, it's a sunny 68 degrees at 5 minutes after 12 noon.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our six area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Experience a different way of living at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Hi, this is Andrea. Stop in today at 172 South Church Street at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and see Violet. Every room in your home has a function, and with the right kind of furniture, you can maximize your space to the fullest. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is now open. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon. Visit our showroom today and discover how you can achieve a different way of living. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. 172 South Church Street.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you could trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
In a world with so many things being the same, it's kind of fun to find something different. At WCCU Credit Union, we are striving to be that different kind of financial. A place that offers you the best of both worlds. Whether you want to do business in person or online, we have local people you know and trust, along with secure and robust online banking. Also, we have some awesome rates on savings, loans, and checking too. For more information or to compare our rates, stop on in to any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. All deposits are federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Good afternoon. For WRCO News, I'm Bo Henricks in for Joanne Krulatz. The Wisconsin Department of Justice has released new information on the Mount Hope School shooting investigation. Investigators say the weapon a 14-year-old student brought to the middle school last Wednesday was a pellet rifle. That rifle looks like a regular rifle from a distance, and a witness who saw the boy with the gun called police. Officers stopped the boy and told him to put down the gun, but he refused, and that's when police shot and killed him. No one else was harmed. Media outlets have identified the student as Damian Hagland and have reported an obsession with school shootings. Classes are scheduled to resume in Mount Horeb District today. Some faculty at UW-Madison are planning a walkout today. Pro-Palestinian protesters made the announcement at the encampment on Library Mall, and that was on Friday night. Also on Friday, UW-Madison's college Republicans held their own counter-protest. They're upset the UW leaders are still meeting with the protesters who are breaking the law with their encampment. Interactions between college Republicans and protesters remain minimal during the counter-protest. A new report highlights the toll of reckless driving in Milwaukee. Wisconsin Policy Forum analyst Mark Sommerhauser says between 2002 and 2022, the number of speeding-involved crash fatalities in Milwaukee County increased more than 200%. In the other 71 Wisconsin counties, they declined by 55%. Sommerhauser calls the divergence pretty staggering. The report comes as Milwaukee continues to address reckless driving and with officials asking the legislature to allow the use of red light cameras to deter speedsters. The report is particularly timely in light of last week's death of a four-year-old girl in Milwaukee by a hit-and-run driver. The girl's mother was also injured, and police arrested a driver who was previously convicted of hitting and killing a pedestrian in 2018. A bear warning in Jefferson County. The Jefferson County Sheriff's Office is alerting the residents to a bear roaming around the Lake Mills area. In a social media post, the sheriff's office encouraged people to keep their distance from the bear and to not try and approach it to take a picture or attempt to feed it. They also advised residents to keep pets inside and avoid putting out birdseed. And if you can live in the area, if you are living in the area, keep garbage cans inside. If you do spot the bear, police say do not call 911 unless you're actually in danger. It's 6 months before Election Day, and Joe Biden and Donald Trump are locked in a presidential rematch. The race is highly in flux as many voters are only just beginning to embrace the reality of the 2024 contest. Wars, trials, the independent candidacy of Robert Kennedy Jr., and deep divisions across America have created much uncertainty. At the same time, domestic policy fights over abortion, immigration, and the economy are raging. On top of that, public polling consistently shows that voters don't like their election year options. But whether voters want to believe it or not, the general election matchup is all but set. Senate Republicans are returning to a strategy they hope could neutralize their Democratic rivals' financial edge, find rich people to run. But wealthy candidates running in Montana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin present a fresh set of challenges. One is hoping to recoup their own money before collecting resources for the fall race with well-funded Democrats. Others face questions about their past and or where they live and spend most of their time. In each case, the relative unknown GOP contender is in a state critical to the party's chances to reclaim a Senate majority and is challenging a well-established, robust fundraiser seeking a third or fourth term in a closely divided state. The state Supreme Court has decided it will hear a case dealing with the legality of mobile voting sites without first letting it win through any lower appellate courts. A conservative law firm sued in December 2022 alleging Racine City officials illegally used a voting van to collect absentee ballots that year. A circuit judge in January ruled state law doesn't allow mobile voting sites. The Racine City clerk and the Democratic National Committee asked the Supreme Court to hear an appeal directly without letting a lower appellate court rule first. The court issued an order Friday indicating that the justices had voted 4-3 to take the case. A former Milwaukee election official convicted of misconduct in office and fraud for obtaining fake absentee ballots has been sentenced to 1 year of probation and fined $3,000. 47-year-old Kimberly Zapata also was ordered Thursday to complete 120 hours of community service. Prosecutors charged Zapata in November 2022 with one felony count of misconduct in public office and three misdemeanor counts of election fraud. A jury in March found her guilty on all four counts. Zapata says she regretted her actions. As she said as well, it stemmed from a complete emotional breakdown. She says she has autism spectrum disorder, which makes it difficult for her to regulate emotions, sensory input, and thought processes. An advocacy group wants special interest funding out of state Supreme Court elections. Jay Heck with Common Cause in Wisconsin says too much money is muddying the waters. The election between current Justice Janet Protasiewicz and Dan Kelly saw $57 million enter the race. Heck said the Senate needs to set clear rules for judges for cases involving groups that spent money on their campaigns. He's also calling for a repeal of the 2010 Supreme Court decision that allowed for unlimited special interest funding in elections. A private college in northern Wisconsin will remain open. After announcing in March they'd have to close if they couldn't raise $12 million by early April, the Board of Trustees at Northland College announced on Thursday that the Ashland School would operate on a refocused model. The changes would lead to staff and faculty adjustments, leading to almost $7 million in savings. The college will also offer only eight majors. The board says Northland will conclude its current academic year as planned and offer support to students who want to transition out of the college.
The 132-year-old school is the nation's first environmentally focused liberal arts college. Many municipalities and areas have embraced No Mow May as a way to encourage growth of food for pollinators coming out of hibernation. Julie Mazzoleni with the Brown County Beekeepers Association had this to say.
No Mow May is really well intended because we want to remember that our pollinators need early blooming flowers. So we'd by cutting down and removing all the dandelions, we're removing food for them, pollen and nectar.
Being mindful during spring yard cleanup can go a long way toward helping bees, butterflies, and other pollinators. Wayne Stiegelman is with A-Frame Acres.
Where most pollinators, I think 80% of them, they hibernate underground, either like a newly mated queen or they lay their eggs, they have young underground. So that's why in May we have to be careful of how we clean up to protect them.
Stiegelman says no mow May or mowing less frequently and putting your mower at a higher setting will help just as much.
We're changing the verbiage because some of the science behind it has been kind of retracted.
Environmentalists and apiary enthusiasts say allowing access to dandelions and early blooming plants during no mow May helps pollinators coming out of hibernation. But there is an even better option. Wayne Stiegelman says native blooming plants provide a sustainable habitat for pollinators.
You can still cut your lawn, but throughout the whole year, plant native plants, decorative plants if you want, early blooming, mid blooming, late blooming. So that way the pollinators have something to feed on year round.
Habitat loss is the primary reason for declining insect and pollinator populations. Check with your local municipality for No Mow May restrictions or requirements. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources announced that a population of Maryland senna, a rare plant not seen in Wisconsin since 1911, was rediscovered in southwest Wisconsin. George Regan, a trained volunteer for the DNR's Rare Plant Monitoring Program, and Bridget Rathman, DNR habitat biologist, spotted the plant. The discovery and others are featured in the Rare Plant Monitoring Program's 2023 annual report. Almost 15% of Wisconsin's 2,366 native plant species are considered rare, meaning they are listed as endangered, threatened, or of special concern. In 2023, more than 50 trained volunteers from around the state submitted 178 reports of rare plants, including 31 populations in areas of Wisconsin where they have not been documented before. Since 2013, the DNR's Rare Plant Monitoring Program has trained and sent volunteers to check on the health and size of rare native plant populations in nearly every county in the state. The volunteer program is Wisconsin's largest source of rare plant data. It is unique in the Midwest for its breadth of surveys statewide. Harley-Davidson is moving workers from Wauwatosa in California and bringing them home to their Milwaukee headquarters. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports that the company is consolidating their LiveWire production line, housing it at their Westside facility. The LiveWire is their electric bike. Employees are expected to transition to the headquarters facility later this year. Moving is always a stressful project. Throw in the threat of a moving scam and things get even worse. Before hiring a moving company, carefully research and make sure everything is necessary to avoid falling victim to a moving scam. These scams run the gamut from missing items, massive price hikes, and in some cases, goods being held hostage for additional payment. In 2023, 1.5 million inquiries on BBB.org were made out about moving companies, and 5,918 complaints were filed with the Better Business Bureau against moving companies throughout the year. Additionally, consumers who fell victim to moving scams and reported them to BBB Scam Tracker in 2023 lost a median of $350. With the amount of moving activity during spring and summer, the potential of being a victim of a moving scam also increases. There are several versions of moving scams reported to BBB every year. To avoid becoming a victim of a moving scam this National Moving Month and in the future, BBB recommends consumers follow these guidelines. Watch out for warning signs. When reviewing a company's website, if there is no address or information about a mover's registration or insurance,
it is a sign that it may not possess the proper policies to protect a consumer's belongings. Additionally, if the mover uses a rented truck or offers an estimate over the phone prior to or instead of conducting an on-site inspection, be wary of unusual requests and extra costs. Get everything in writing. When moving between states, check BBB.org or contact your local BBB to check if the business is reputable. Keep an inventory of your belongings. Taking photos of the contents before packing is a great way to provide and prove if damages were incurred during the moving process. And ask questions. Do not be afraid to ask questions about anything you don't understand. If the moving company can't or won't answer your questions, look for another company. WRCO News Time is 12:21.
There is something wrong with our water. We have no pressure.
No problem. Here comes Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. He'll get us up and running in no time.
Where is his toolbox? Doesn't he need a pipe wrench? What is he pulling out of that gunny sack?
It's his trumpet. Watch this.
Wow. He primed the pump and got the water flowing with his trumpet?
Whatever it takes. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center is up to the challenge 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call them at 608-649-4488.
A comfort in a time of need. Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours. Compassion and dignity. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need. Stafford Funeral Home.
Hi, this is Kendra Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
It's 69 degrees in Richland Center at 22 minutes after 12 noon. Governor Tony Evers, in partnership with the Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions and the Wisconsin Higher Educational Aids Board, is again encouraging Wisconsin students and families to complete the free application for federal student aid for the 2024-2025 academic year. According to data from the U.S. Department of Education, as of April 25th, Wisconsin is still down nearly 6,000 FAFSA submissions completed compared to the same time last year. As traditional college decision days take place over the coming weeks, the governor continues to encourage high school counselors, principals, superintendents, after-school programs, parent groups, nonprofit organizations, and local and state education organizations to assist students and families in completing the FAFSA as the first step toward achieving their college and career aspirations. The FAFSA, filed annually, is the gateway to virtually all federal, state, and institutional financial aid, including scholarships, grants, work-study funds, and federal student loans. Plus, many private scholarship providers require it as well. For those looking to enroll in post-secondary education during the 2024-2025 academic year, it's important to submit the FAFSA as soon as possible and take time to understand the various deadlines that apply. Students and families with questions about the FAFSA should contact Federal Student Aid or the Federal Student Aid Information Center, which provides support on behalf of the U.S. Department of Education. The Wisconsin Department of Financial Instructions are encouraging Wisconsinites to save for higher education and career training with the Wisconsin 529 College Savings Program and the program's new tax enhancements enacted by Governor Tony Evers on March 21st. The legislation modified the individual income tax treatment for contributions to and withdrawals from a Wisconsin 529 college savings account, as well as the maximum tax credit an employer contributing to an employee's Wisconsin 529 college savings account may claim, beginning with the 2024 tax year. For single filers or married couples filing a joint return, tax-deductible amounts increase to $5,000 annually per beneficiary.
For married couples filing separately, tax-deductible amounts increase to $2,500 annually per beneficiary. Tax-deductible amounts are adjusted annually for inflation. Additionally, the legislation removed the tax-deductible limitation for divorced parents. The legislation also increased and streamlined the tax credit that may be claimed by a Wisconsin employer, including a sole proprietor making contributions to an employee's EdVest 529 or Tomorrow's Scholar account. The maximum credit per employee increased to 50% of the amount the employer contributes to the 529 account, not exceeding a maximum credit of $800, which is adjusted annually for inflation. Wisconsin taxpayers have until the tax filing deadline each year to make contributions to their Wisconsin 529 account. Contributions in excess of the current tax year's maximum tax deductible amount may carry over one or more years and be deducted on future taxes, up to that year's annual maximum deductible amount. Taxpayers should be aware that the Wisconsin 529 College Savings Program requires the use of a first-in, first-out method of accounting, meaning any withdrawals taken from a 529 account within 365 days of being contributed must be added back to the filer's taxable income for state tax purposes. The new legislation clarifies that this practice also applies to carryover amounts withdrawn within 365 days of first being contributed. For additional information, visit DFI's Wisconsin 529 College Savings Program webpage. To open an EdVest 529 account, visit edvest.com. To work with a financial advisor to open and manage a Tomorrow Scholar account, visit 529wi.voya.com. The Inclusia Foundation has announced its official launch, dedicated to providing support to organizations that serve older adults and adults with disabilities in Wisconsin. As a nonprofit organization committed to fostering diverse and inclusive communities, the Inclusia Foundation aims to make a positive impact on the lives of individuals across the state. At the core of its mission, it is the belief that the power of Common Unity, a trademark model of the support that leverages valued programs, impactful partnerships, and innovative practices to transform communities across Wisconsin. Through collaborative efforts, the Inclusia Foundation seeks to enhance the common good so that all people can live more connected lives. The Inclusia Foundation is pleased to announce its first funding commitments, totaling more than $1.9 million, aimed at bringing nationally recognized provider leadership development and public policy development programs to the state of Wisconsin over the next 3 years. Grant recipients include a partnership with the Wisconsin Board for People with Developmental Disabilities to develop a two-pronged public policy leader initiative. The program emphasizes knowledge transfer, capacity building, fresh perspectives, succession planning, coordination with other BPDD public policy and advocacy initiatives, and stakeholder engagement. The initiative includes a Wisconsin Disability Public Policy Leadership Fellowship and a Wisconsin Disability Public Policy Leadership Internship Program that will equip an expanded pool of people with lived experiences to inform and support policymakers, building skills and connections to facilitate future careers in disability policy leadership. A partnership with the National Leadership Consortium on a three-phase program aiming to advance the leadership development and connection of three cohorts of emerging and established leaders working in various roles and positions across the Wisconsin intellectual and developmental disabilities system. That proposed program will offer an annual in-person leadership institute, ongoing virtual follow-up training and support, as well as short-term leadership coaching. Ultimately, the goal of the program is to enhance Wisconsin leader skills, knowledge, resources, connections, confidence, and capacity to continue to transform and move the developmental disability system toward practices, services, and supports that advance the human rights and dignity of Wisconsinites with IDD. The initiative will provide holistic and sustained support for Wisconsin leaders that will impact the careers well beyond the program. In addition to its inaugural commitments, the Inclusion Foundation is launching its first open call for grant proposals, encouraging organizations with innovative approaches likely to contribute to Wisconsin's long-term services and supports ecosystem to consider applying. Inclusion Foundation is especially interested in any ideas related to housing, transportation, community living, integrated employment, workforce, integrated medical and long-term care needs, and peer support. The inaugural grant cycle runs May through August 2024. For more information on grant opportunities and open call, visit inclusionfoundation.org/grant information. The Richland Center High School Bands will present their spring concert tonight at 7:30 in the high school auditorium. The featured performing groups will be the Freshman Concert Band and the Symphonic Band. Senior band members will receive special recognition during the concert, as the concert will mark their final formal concert performance. The top band awards will also be presented during the concert. You're invited to enjoy an evening of band music tonight at 7:30 in the Richland Center High School Auditorium, and to help bands celebrate the many successes of the students. Cost of admission is $5. Senior citizens will be admitted free. Tickets are now available for a secondary Amtrak service between the Twin Cities and Chicago via Milwaukee. New state-sponsored Boreals trains originate from St. Paul at midday and from Chicago in the late morning. Travelers seeking a more comfortable, sustainable, and productive choice than driving will have doubled the current rail options starting May 21st. The trains will make the current Empire Builder stops between St. Paul and Milwaukee and Hiawatha stops between Milwaukee and Chicago. Amtrak Boreal trains will offer coach and business classes in addition to a cafe car featuring regional items. Customers will enjoy reclining seats with ample legroom, no middle seats, free Wi-Fi, and the views of the Mississippi River between St. Paul and La Crosse, Wisconsin, in daylight in both directions across Wisconsin. Amtrak Boreal's coach fares start at $41 each way between St. Paul and Chicago for adults, with everyday discounts for children ages 2 to 12, students, seniors, veterans, military personnel, and families, groups, and others. The new service is sponsored by the states of Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Illinois. Amtrak now operates 29 state-supported routes with 18 state partners. Beloit Police Chief Andre Salas says his department is making progress investigating a number of recent shootings. Salas tells WCLO the gun crimes involve juveniles as victims and as shooters. He says a group of young people in the ages between 14 and 18 that's creating a lot of problems, and that those individuals lack discipline or the ability to want or be held accountable. Salas believes the problem is complex, but may stem from a lack of structure at home. Recent arrests include 16-year-old Andre Rainey Jr., who's being waived into adult court for the fatal April 5th shooting of 20-year-old Jaden Benitez. And the Green Bay Police Department will conduct an administrative review of a fatal incident from February where a suspect died. Green Bay Police Chief Chris Davis says Officer Dan Skendenor was shot during a traffic stop and he returned fire. 40-year-old Steve Ventura died in the incident. An investigation by Brown County deputies say Ventura turned the gun on himself and died. The district attorney's office won't be bringing charges against Skendenor.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
It's the season for savings from Simpson's Tractor, your new Holland dealer in Richland Center. Now through June 30th, get special offers, hay tools and spreaders, tractors of all sizes, from subcompacts to utility to high horsepower tractors, and commercial utility equipment, including skid steer loaders, loader backhoes, and compact excavators. Get all the details today at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Ready to keep you on track this season with excellent parts and service.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Today is Monday, May 6th. WRCO's Vital Statistics are sponsored today by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Bonnie Jean Bonita Williams, 69, of Baraboo, died April 27th at home after a long illness. Funeral services will be held at 2 this afternoon at Baldwin Funeral Services in Baraboo. Burial will be held in Walnut Hill Cemetery in Baraboo. Friends may call at the Baldwin Funeral Service from 1 today until the time of service at 2. Survivors of Bonnie Williams include three children, Chadrick Martin Shell, Nicholas Richard LeBrun, and Melinda Lynn Williams. One grandson. Four brothers, Laverne, Gary, Dean, and Ronald Williams. Four sisters, Naomi and Bruce Wilterdink, Susan Williams, Edith Williams, and Betty Cartwright. Many aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, and grandnieces and grandnephews. Other relatives and friends. Bonnie Jean Bonita Williams, 69, of Baraboo. Jeremiah J. Jeremy Larson, 44, of Muscadet, died Tuesday, April 30th at UW Health Hospital in Madison. Celebration of life will be held on Thursday at 5 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Thursday from 3 until the time of service at 5. The family suggests you wear a shirt from your favorite band to the service. In lieu of flowers, donations can be made to the National Institute of Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism or the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. Jeremy is survived by his parents, Sally and Eric Larson of Richland Center, three children, Anna and Ira Turner, Brooklyn and Zachary Larson, four stepsons, Kelvin Smith, Tristan Kuntz, and Gavin and Bryce Hill, two grandchildren, two brothers, Ryan and Angela Larson of Lone Rock, and Dustin and Lacey Larson of Richland Center, nephews and friends, Jeremiah J. Jeremy Larson, 44, of Muscadet. Daryl Dwayne Byer, 65, of Richland Center, died Tuesday, April 30th. Funeral services will be held Friday at 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Friday from 11 until the time of service at 2. Daryl Byer is survived by his wife, Rose, three children, Brittany and Bart Sonnenberg, Jenna and Kyle Piat, and Ross and Sarah Byer, three grandchildren, his mother, Gladys Byer, three siblings, Judy and Dave Felton, Cheryl and Jave Sabatier, and Lee and Marita Byer. Many other relatives and friends. Daryl Dwayne, Daryl Byer, 65, of Richland Center. Richard F. Camp, 90, of Boscobel, died on Friday, May 3rd at Soldiers Grove Nursing Home. Friends may call on Thursday, May 9th, from 5 to 7 at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel, and on Friday, May 10th, from 9:30 until the Mass of Christian Burial at 11 at St. Lawrence O'Toole Catholic Church of Real Mount Hope. Burial will be in St. Lawrence Catholic Church Cemetery following the service. Lunch will be held at the Cottonwood in Fenimore. In lieu of flowers, plant a tree as a tribute through alivingtribute.org. Online condolences can be sent to kendallfuneralservice.com. Dick Camp is survived by his wife, Constance Connie Camp of Boscobel, a brother, William and Virginia Camp of New Bern, North Carolina. Children, Lucinda and Montgomery Morse of Eau Claire. Richard Rich Camp of Paloma, California. James and Peggy Camp of Pleasant Prairie. Wendy and Dion Sanger of Florence, Alabama. Kathleen and Charles Sprofka of South St. Paul, Minnesota. Walter and Paige Camp of Fall River. Jenny and Carrie Rader of Inner Grove Heights. Marcia and Douglas Miller of Gilbertsville, Kentucky. Kelly Camp and Warren of Madison. Matthew and Jennifer Camp of Sun Prairie. Gretchen Camp and Brett of Minneapolis, Minnesota. April and Nicholas Shera of West Bend. 22 grandchildren, one great-granddaughter, and one great-grandson. Richard F. Camp, 90 of Boscobel. Nancy Peterson, 82 of Richland Center, died Saturday. A celebration of life will be held on Friday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center from 5 to 7. Nancy Peterson is survived by nieces and nephews, great-nieces and nephews, great-great-niece and nephew, sister-in-law Elaine Dosh, special friends Wilford Spry and Marianne Metz, Marjorie Ide, special cousins Steve and Lori Beatty, and Julie Teach, many other relatives and friends. Nancy Peterson, 82, of Richland Center. And Ruth Ann Bristol, 80, of Richland Center, died Thursday from complications following a heart attack. A celebration of life will be held on Monday, May 13th, from 3 to 6 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Survivors of Ruth Bristol include two sons, David and Echo Bristol of Richland Center and Jeff Bristol of Richland Center. 9 grandchildren, 4 great-grandchildren, 4 brothers, Leo and Karen Manning, Gary Manning, Tom Manning, and Roscoe and Bud Manning. 2 brothers-in-law, Bob and Jan Bristol, and Jim and Barb Bristol. 2 sisters-in-law, Mary Butler and Don Gaines and Sue Bristol. Many other family and friends. Ruth Ann Bristol, 80, of Richland Center.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Transform your space with Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your ultimate destination for custom craftsmanship and quality. They offer a seamless experience as your one-stop shop for custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and flooring options. Their cabinets, unlike box store options, are meticulously crafted from plywood. Say no to ordinary and yes to extraordinary. Visit Foggy Bottom Woodworks at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call them at 739-4440.
Anniversary wishes on this Monday, May 6th, go out to Steve and Robin Semke. So happy anniversary to that couple, as well as all celebrating today from Boscobel and Center Pharmacies.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates.
Well, some great weather out there once again today in our neck of the woods. Meanwhile, there's some scattered showers through the Ohio Valley back toward Kentucky and eastern Illinois, and a new band of rain forming from the Dakotas down into parts of western Iowa. That western system is heading this way and should bring us some wet, unsettled weather tomorrow, starting up in the early morning. We'll have several waves of activity coming through. Some of those could be thunderstorms. There is at least a small potential of a couple of strong thunderstorms in our area tomorrow afternoon, with some gusty winds and hail and brief downpours, so be sure to check in for later statements. Otherwise, temperatures remaining seasonably mild for a few days here. Looks like a storm system that will pass south of us Wednesday night and Thursday, giving us gusty northeast winds and dragging in some cooler weather. Probably have a soaking rain out there going into Thursday morning as well, gradually tapering off late Thursday. Behind that, a general flow of air coming down from central Canada probably will keep us a few degrees cooler into the weekend. Here's a forecast now for the rest of today. Partly cloudy and comfortable with a high near 73, southeasterly wind of 8 to 15 miles per hour. Turning cloudy and breezy tonight, rain developing well after midnight, possibly a thunderstorm, low at 53. Tomorrow, rain and thunderstorms early, then variably cloudy and mild, high at 74. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, some isolated showers or thunderstorms possible early, low 49 degrees. Wednesday breaks the sun and still mild, with some showers and thunderstorms likely by evening, high at 73. For Thursday, breezy and cool, mainly cloudy with areas of rain tapering down later in the day, low 49 with a high of 58. Friday, partly sunny, low 39 degrees, high 64, 30% chance of showers by late evening. Saturday, mostly cloudy, spotty showers possible, high 63, and Sunday, partly sunny with a high of 62. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County.
It's a sunny 70 degrees, and that's up from a morning low of 42. Yesterday's high was 68 degrees and no precipitation. Record high for this day, 92 set in 1934, a record low 24 set in 1967. Last year on this day, our high was 65, our low 66. Sunset today will be at 8:09, sunrise tomorrow at 5:47. No precipitation today, the barometer falling to 29.92, and east winds are at 3 to 6. Again, it's 70 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
A major regulatory hurdle is cleared for advancing agricultural ethanol. That's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The U.S. ethanol industry was pretty pleased last week when several federal agencies signed off on updates to what is known as the GREET model. That's a scientific tool for analyzing the life cycle impacts of energy and vehicle systems. Tom Bias is CEO of the American Carbon Alliance.
I think the GREET model is going to help, and it depends on each individual plant.
Before the updates last week, American corn ethanol was not getting credit for climate-smart agricultural practices, which put the industry at a disadvantage when competing against other biofuels. Bias says U.S. ethanol plants are also looking to improve their GREET scores by setting up underground carbon sequestration.
The capturing of the carbon is the big one that really lowers that carbon index score by about 30 points. And that means that U.S. ethanol plants on average probably have a carbon score of 60, will be down to 30. And in order to qualify for the users of sustainable aviation fuel, that fuel mix has to be below 50 on the carbon scale.
Bias returns tomorrow to talk about a challenge facing U.S. ethanol from Brazilian competition. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, ag supplies, milking equipment, and service, plus friendly small-town convenience, it's Aiderers in Plain.
The Ag Secretary likes one of the Farm Bill proposals. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. First, a proposed $160 million USDA research center at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln will focus on the challenges and opportunities in agricultural innovation. Brownfield's Brett Barnett has more from the Nebraska campus.
Officials broke ground Monday on the future site of the National Center for Resilient and Regenerative Precision Agriculture. U.S. Senator Deb Fischer says the state-of-the-art facility will be home to world-leading research and development in ag tech.
It's going to lower our input cost, and it's going to produce more with less. This tech is sustainable, and it's efficient.
USDA says the facility's research is expected to help develop climate-resilient crops for U.S. producers. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
The U.S. Ag Secretary says he's optimistic about at least one farm bill proposal. Tom Vilsack tells Brownfield Senator Debbie Stabenow's Senate framework is realistic.
I think it's very comprehensive. I think it's well thought out. I think it's a practical approach. I mean, we're living in a constrained environment. It has to be doable. It has to be affordable. And I think she has been able to do that.
He says while practical, the Senate's majority proposal includes some highly requested updates for farm programs.
Reference prices by virtue of previous farm bills will increase from the inflation factor. She's also calling for additional reference price increases for a number of commodities.
As for the Farm Bill framework proposed in the House, Vilsack says
it was a four-page outline and it really didn't tell me much at all what he wants to do. I would hope that he would learn there's no appetite for reductions in the SNAP program. I would hope that he understands that there's little appetite for taking the conservation money and repurposing it.
Vilsack says he believes the new Farm Bill can still be completed. An agronomist says farmers planting soybeans need to have their pre-emergence herbicides ready to go. Erica Weck with Pioneer in southwestern Wisconsin tells Brownfield farmers might be focused on planting, but the weeds had a head start and there won't be much time after planting to control them.
We need to make sure we have that sprayer with your pre-emerge soybean program phone right behind that planter, because with these warm temps that look to be in the forecast for the next 7 to 10 days, these soybeans are going to emerge quick.
Weck says the frequent wind and rain events have led to many fields waiting for an herbicide application, and planting soybeans between rainy periods can let application windows close quickly. A first-generation pork producer says his family has not made changes to their operation to become compliant with California's Proposition 12. Mark Legan has a sow breed to wean facility near Indianapolis.
As my daughter would say, we had sows in open pen gestation before it was cool.
He tells Brownfield retrofitting their operation did not make sense. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Brownfield has a rich history of providing livestock market information farmers and ranchers want and need. Brownfield's weekly livestock market update features livestock market analysis and discussion on relevant topics pertaining to cattle, hogs, and poultry. Viewers can tune in every Friday to watch the weekly update or sign up for Brownfield's weekly livestock market update e-newsletter delivered on Saturday mornings. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest, highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers. The Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, 2024. So don't wait. And remember, if you don't enter, you can't win. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Direct cash cattle trade and cash hog business is quiet at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is off to its typically quiet start. Bids and asking prices have yet to surface as buyers and sellers are busy taking inventory and preparing for the week ahead. Look for significant trade volume to develop midweek or later. There was a light to moderate direct cash cattle trade that took place in the last half of the week last week with live deals in the South. At $184, that was about $2 higher than the prior week's weighted averages. In the north, dress deals were at $295 to $296, $1 to $2 above the prior week's weighted averages. Live sales in the north were up mostly $187, $2 to $3 above the previous week's business. Box beef is higher at midday on solid demand for light offerings. Choice up $3.87 at $298.07. Select was $1.39 higher at $289.04. In South Dakota last week, feeder steers were $5 to $10 lower, except steers 1,000 to 1,100 pounds, which were steady to $2 lower. Feeder heifers were $3 to $5 lower, with instances of $10 lower. The USDA says demand was moderate to good for steers and heifers. The feeder market was under pressure from the volatility in the futures market. Demand has been really good for cattle and light enough flesh to run on grass, medium and large one feeder steers. 812 to 848 pounds brought 236 to 262.25. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 752 to 796 pounds brought 226 to 257.50. And feeder heifers, 801 to 849 pounds brought 221.50 to 236.25. Cash hog prices were not reported at midday with very few negotiated purchases. A slow start to the week really was expected. Overall, demand remains a bright spot for U.S. pork. It is in high demand on the global market, and domestic demand has picked up. Not surprising with summer grilling season just around the corner. Both are supportive to prices. There has been an uptick in slaughter pace recently, and processors have had to be more aggressive in their procurement efforts to meet those needs. At Illinois, slaughter sale prices were steady with moderate demand for moderate to heavy offerings at $37 to $49. Barrels and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $51 to $61. And pork values were higher at midday, up $2.47 at $100. 59. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Can you imagine what it must be like to have nowhere to turn as a young teen? This happens when parents struggle with addiction, maybe incarcerated, or unable to care for their child. And it's devastating. HALO is the foundation of a family for children without one, surrounding them with support, meeting their basic needs, and helping them set and reach their goals. With your support, homeless youth are given a chance at a better life. Go to haloworldwide.org today.
Every year, 4.5 million young adults between the ages of 18 and 24 visit the ER.
It's every parent's nightmare.
Umergency gives you all the tools you need to quickly and effectively manage your family's emergency. Umergency provides instant access to vital resources customized to your student's campus and local community, digital consent form, and built-in urgent alert button. Umergency gives you peace of mind when you need it most. Download your Umergency app now.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Concerns are being voiced about cuts to nutrition programs in the Farm Bill. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Last week, there were two frameworks to the Farm Bill that were released, one from the majority in the U.S. House, the other from the majority in the U.S. Senate. And as a consumer, you might be wondering why that matters to you. Well, the majority of the Farm